It has been quite the build-up to this game. Fans have been flying into this stadium since 8 o'clock this morning. Let's have a look at the team news then. Mexico showed their hand in their final warm-up game against Serbia and made one change to that friendly in Toluca. It comes up right back with Israel Reyes in to play in his club's old and new home stadium, with Jorge Sanchez moving to the bench. Striker Raul Jimenez is the poster boy of the side and their third all-time leading scorer. But watch out for 17-year-old Gilberto Mora from the bench. He's the next star emerging in this country and will no doubt have a key part to play. Six of the starting 11 play their football here in their homeland. For South Africa, it looks like defence first as they opt to play a back three in this one. Though they can be a counter-attacking side anyway, so it might just suit them. They do know each other well, with six starters coming from Mamelodi Sundowns, who have just won the CAF Champions League, the top prize in African club football. Burnley striker Lyle Foster leads the line. He's the squad's top scorer with 10 and was their joint top scorer in qualifying. Overall, the average age of just over 28 is the oldest they've ever named in a World Cup match, this their fourth ever tournament. Vamos! The greatest show on turf, the biggest ever seen on planet Earth. Day one of 39, teams one and two of 48, match one of 104 in stadium one of 16. The FIFA World Cup has never seen the like. And here in country one of three, we begin the journey towards the final, some 2,084 miles away. But fitting we start here at one of football's most storied arenas. A modern-day colossus has been reimagined after a generous lick of paint, and now the fun really starts. Reyes. Oh, an early chance, and a superb save by Williams. Goes to Williams, an experienced goalkeeper at the age of 34. Oh, Mexico maybe with an opening here, and that is the only goal of the World Cup! Scored by Julián Quiñones! He might have been born in Colombia, but he's a hero of Mexico right now! And this place is shaking!
But you see actually where the goal comes from. They're in possession, South Africa. They're trying to play their way out from the back. It's a poor ball from Romeo Williams. It's picked off by a brilliant press from the Mexicans. You know, Lira stepping in, being aggressive, getting Mexico back on the ball. And Quiñones, he does the right thing, really. He just puts his laces through the ball, just goes for pure power, gets a bit of luck through the keeper's legs, but a dream start for Mexico.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Towards Foster. That is the first chance for South Africa. Leal gets it only so far. Back in towards Jimenez! Oh, the flying save from Williams, and it had to be as well for South Africa. And by Alvarado. Set. Oh, it's off the post. And Quiñones so close to a second.
Well, it's like someone had just flicked a switch and suddenly Mexico bursts to life. And you see the finish here from Quiñones. He tries to pass the ball into the bottom corner. He's so unlucky.
Oh, and the ball through here, looking for the run of Gutierrez. Oh, a risky challenge. The referee has a look. It's a free kick. And the punishment here is going to be severe. It's a red card. I think we all knew what was coming.
You know, Jimenez dropping deep, linking the play, and then the ball is played for the on-rushing attacking midfielder, Gutierrez. He's really clever, Gutierrez. His touch takes him across the defender. That touch there means that any contact from Titole, and it's big trouble. But the way they got Gutierrez in behind the South African backline is outstanding.
And now Mexico flood forward with five. That's a great ball, Jimenez! Should be the point in the bag, and already a big first step to qualification for Mexico. And that is classic Raul Jimenez, who makes it 2-0.
Yeah, that should be game over. You know, the ball is out wide, a cross is going to come into the box. As an experienced centre-forward, what do? You get away from defenders, you get into attacking space to be picked out. It's exactly what Jimenez does, and then he has a little look at the goalkeeper, Diego, back across. You try and beat him at his near post, he just picks the right option. You know, but his movement into the box, he doesn't run offside. That's an experienced striker's goal.
Well, it's not quite 83,000 with seats taken up for operational reasons. Mexico with a player down. South Africa don't care. A rare attempt on goal for them. Not one that does much damage.
Yeah, there's a collision on the edge of the box. Referee clearly felt it was, you know, accidental. That opened the space up for Apollis to get the strike in.
Now then, referee coming over here to check a possible red card. What's your take on it, Andy?
Yeah, it's that collision on the edge of the box. It did look suspect to me. I think it's not necessarily the first coming together. I think there's a secondary one as well, and that's what VAR are rightly looking at.
Hand on the head of Alvarado, who backed in but then was almost batted out the way.
Yeah, I think that is the problem, that secondary movement from, I think it's Swan who actually catches him. We should see what the referee makes of this.
Well, South Africa already down to 10. It really would make things tricky for them, not only in this game, but the tournament overall, if they were to lose another player to suspension. The referee has seemingly made up his mind.
Well, Zwan looks completely nonplussed, but once you raise an arm or a hand into an opponent's face, you're in trouble.
And there it is, confirmation of the red card for Themba Zwan. And a run here for Muriel. Ooh, who was caught there, was he? And it will be a yellow card for Montes. Not running directly towards goal. Mexico pointing to the other end of the field.
Yeah, they feel that their teammate was fouled early. The referee didn't see it that way. The counter-attack was sprung. And
oh, it's a red card! Red card, Cesar Montes! And this really is turning into a game to remember.
Well, Montes comes across and he clearly takes out his man. But again, the referee has clearly felt that by making this challenge, again, it's denying a goal-scoring opportunity, and he has a point as well. He just takes Muriel out completely. He's not playing the ball, he's playing the man. And Muriel is in the penalty area. It is a goal-scoring opportunity. It's a good piece of refereeing.
You are talking about fractions with those kind of moments. Had he taken the touch, he would have surely driven it across goal, like you say. But because the defender came across, he was forced to touch it into a wider area. And it is now 9 versus 10. Full time. 2-0 it might have finished, but that's only half the story. It is victory for the co-hosts on the opening day of the World Cup. But a game that contained more red cards than goals. Mexico off and running. 3 points that will take them a long way towards the knockout stage. Quiñones in the first half. Raul Jimenez midway through the second. It finishes here at Mexico City Stadium. Mexico 2, South Africa 0.